All right, the Lord is good. Can we just rise to our feet? Let's start with this one today. I just feel like we should do that. Now say to yourself, say, I declare of the Lord,
that He alone is my refuge
and He's my place of safety.
Say
like you believe it, He is my God, and I'm trusting in Him. Say He will rescue me from every trap
and
protect me from the deadly diseases. He will shield me with His wings.
He will shelter me with His feathers.
Say His word is my armor.
His word is my
protection. I will not be afraid of the terrors by night.
I will not be afraid of the dangers
that walk around by day.
I will not be afraid of any epidemic.
I will not be afraid of any evil that stalks in darkness.
I am not afraid of any disaster.
Do 1,000 fall at my side.
Do 10,000 are dying around me.
These evils will not touch me.
Because I have made the Lord my refuge.
Say it again. I have made the Lord my refuge.
I have made the Most High my shelter.
Therefore, no evil will conquer me.
Say like you believe it.
Therefore, no evil will conquer me.
No plague will come near my dwelling.
For He has given orders to His angels
to protect Him, protect me wherever I go.
They will keep me with care,
and I will not be injured.
Say it again. They will keep me with care,
and I will not be injured.
I will trample down lions and poisonous snakes.
I will crush fierce lions and serpents under my feet.
Say it. I will crush fierce lions
and serpents
under my feet.
I will tackle seemingly difficult tasks.
I will take on great challenges.
Because the power of God is working with me.
Say, the Lord will rescue me because I love Him.
He will protect me because I trust in His name.
He will answer me when I call.
He will be with me in the time of trouble.
He will rescue me and honor me.
He will satisfy me with long life.
And let me see His deliverance.
He will satisfy me with long life.
And will make me see His salvation.
Say it. He will satisfy me with long life.
And make me see prosperity in my days.
Say, He will satisfy me with long life.
I will see the word of God produce in my life.
I will see my children mature.
And will see their own children also.
I will instruct my offspring with the word of God.
And I will see the glory of God manifest in their lives.
Say it, I will see the glory of God manifest in their lives.
I will see the glory of God in more than three generations.
Say the blessing of God upon me.
It will abide.
It will increase.
It will grow.
It will affect my offspring.
And affect their offsprings also.
That the blessing of God upon me,
it will move across three generations.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Say like you believe it, my sins have been forgiven.
My sins have been washed away.
Say like you believe it, in Christ Jesus I am righteous.
I am not going to hell
because I'm not a child of the devil.
You know what Jesus said? He said, that outer darkness, that hell was prepared for the devil and his angels.
So say it, I am not going to hell.
Because I am not a devil.
I am not a child of the devil.
I am not one of his angels.
I am not one of his servants.
Say it, I am a candidate of heaven.
Sorry, I withdraw that.
I am a citizen of heaven.
You know, candidates are trying. You know, they have to work and succeed.
No.
I am a citizen of heaven.
Say, my inheritance is stored in heaven.
Say, heaven is the throne of my Father.
Heaven is the throne of my Father.
That is where my citizenship is.
I am a righteous child of God.
My sins have been washed away.
I
walk above sin.
I
walk above the temptations of the devil. Because the Spirit of God is working in me.
Because
the Spirit of Christ dwells in me. Say,
no evil will befall me.
None will come near my dwelling place.
I am an overcomer in Christ Jesus.
I have defeated the devil.
You know, I said something on Saturday.
The anything that Jesus did, the reward for it, they packaged it and gave it to you also. Are you getting my point? You know, he didn't do anything for himself so that he would now say, yes, I have done it. I'm now a champion. No. No. Everything he did, the reward for it, they took it and gave it to the church. Are you getting my point? That is, you are part of the body of Jesus Christ. So any reward he got, you are getting it also. The truth is that anything he did, like, it's as if he took an exam. All right? I know in heaven they don't do fraud, though. You get my point? They don't sit exam for people. So if they gave you the certificate, as far as they are concerned, you actually wrote the exam. Are you getting my point? So that's why you can say boldly, I have defeated the devil. Do you understand my point? Say it again, I have defeated the devil.
I have defeated the devil.
I have overcome sin.
I have overcome sin.
I have defeated the devil.
I have defeated the devil.
I have overcome sin.
I have overcome
sin.
Say, I was dead.
Now I am alive.
And I am not dying again.
I have ascended on high.
I am seated with Jesus Christ
on the right hand of God,
far above principalities and powers.
I am above the devil.
I am above demons.
I am above witches.
I am above wizards.
I am above every kind of occultic power.
Because I'm seated with Christ Jesus,
far above principalities and powers.
Because my life
is hid
with Christ
in God.
My life
is hid
with Christ
in God.
Let me say something to you.
You know, Paul says something that, you know, I'm working for one thing. I want to experience the power of his resurrection.
What that simply means is that what your natural ancestry dictates is not what your life will produce.
Are you getting my point?
That is, let us assume, some people believe it, some don't. I'm one of those that hardly believe it anyway. But let's assume that somebody is genetically dull, stupid, you know what I mean?
You know, no book, you know, that kind of thing. Teach him something 10 times, he will not even remember one.
All right? Let us assume it was possible. And all the genes in his body, that's what they say.
They give him another woman that is exactly like himself, maybe even worse.
You combine them together, they should not produce any intelligent child.
Are you getting what I'm saying?
And this is the power of the resurrection in Christ Jesus. He said, their children will win Nobel Prizes.
Amen. I don't know whether you're getting what I'm going to say.
Yes, yeah, that's what it means. That's what Christ Jesus means. That's what it means to be in Christ. It means I cannot predict my future. I cannot determine what my life will bring forth because of where I came from. No. No. It means that this one, that is me now, all right, was born not of the will of flesh, but of the will of God.
Are you getting my point?
That is, you will be, you know what they call this confounding variable. The you know, there are things that just scatter the equation. You, say me.
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 I.
I.
This, tap yourself, me.
Me.
I spoil statistics.
I spoil statistics.
Yes. When they are doing statistics, say, the people from here should be like this. You know, they say, can anything good come out of Nazareth?
I want to say, well, I don't get them for argument. Come and see.
And you know, tell your neighbor, that was talking about me.
Because I am in Christ.
Listen, people will come to see you.
I didn't hear your amen, no?
Amen.
Say it. They will come to see me.
The glory of God will shine upon me.
It will shine upon whatever I put my hands on to do.
Let me quickly say this. When you talk about your descendants are not only your natural, your children. Are you getting my point? You give birth to a child, that's a descendant. That is true. But that's not the only thing. If you start a business, that's your descendant.
When the Bible says, his seed shall be mighty. It means his business shall be mighty upon the earth. His enterprises will be mighty upon the earth. Are you getting my point? It means, you know, I've been telling you, let me say it again. You know, there are prayers I prayed long ago. I want to really say this. When you're talking about descendants, your descendant is not only what you give birth to naturally. You know, somebody gets pregnant and delivered. That is true. That's good. But whatever the person does will be mighty on the earth. Now, because I'm a preacher, that's what I want to say. My seed, part of my own, you know, descendants, is anybody who I'm blessing with the word of God, who is giving attention to the things I'm saying. And the Bible says, he or she will be mighty on this earth.
Amen.
Let me say it again. When you wanted to fail, they deceived you and brought you up here. Thereby, they condemned that failure. You will never fail again in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You know why? Because banking seed will be mighty upon this earth.
Amen.
And I'm saying to you also, your own seed will be mighty upon this earth.
Amen.
Your seed is not just a natural child you give birth to. If you lay hands on another child that just decides to be hanging around with you, you don't bless be that. You are getting what I'm going to explain?
Yes,
if you start a business, it will be mighty on this earth.
Amen.
You get what I'm going to explain there? Anything you put your hands to, it will prosper in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Say it,
my seed
will be mighty
upon this earth.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Say, the glory of God will be seen upon me.
The glory of God will be seen upon me.
You see, when they said, can anything good thing come out of Nazareth? He said, come and see. Is that not so? Come and do what? And see. They will come and they will see what God will do in your life in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Say it again.
They will come
and they will see.
They will come
and they will see.
Because
the glory of God
is dwelling in my life.
Because
the glory of
God
is dwelling with me.
Because
the presence of God
is with me.
Because my sins have been washed.
Because
all things are passed away.
Therefore they will come
and they will see the glory of God.
And they will be impressed by it.
In the name of Jesus
Christ.
Just wave your hands and give the Lord. And
say, Father, I thank you.
Just say, Lord, I thank you.
Because I'm not an average person anymore.
I thank you.
Because my past does not matter.
I thank you.
Because it's what Jesus did.
That is all that matters in my life.
I thank you.
Because the Holy Spirit is working in me.
It's bringing forth the will of God.
I thank you.
Because the Holy Spirit is working in me.
The Spirit of Christ
is working in me.
It's transforming me.
Is bringing forth glory out of my life.
Is giving glory to God the Father.
God is going to be described by my life.
That my life is the address of God.
They will say, you know that Chukwu the boy?
Yes, that is the God we are talking about.
The God that blessed him.
The God that he served.
The God that he serves.
Say, Father, I thank you.
Because your name,
all right,
is upon me.
And I will be named.
I will be used to describe you.
Because your glory is upon me.
Say it, all things are passed away.
All sins are forgiven.
All failures are gone away.
I'm walking into victory.
I'm walking in God's glory.
I'm walking in Christ.
Say, my life is hid
with Christ in God.
I will not die young.
I will live and I will manifest the glory of God.
With long life, he will satisfy me.
Say, Lord, I thank you.
Because you have satisfied me with long life
and you are satisfying me with long life.
With long life, you will satisfy me,
and you will show me your salvation.
I will see your salvation.
I will manifest your salvation.
In the name of Jesus Christ,
your healing is my portion.
Your healing is my portion.
Your glory is my portion.
Your prosperity is my portion.
Your peace is my portion.
Your blessing is my portion.
In the name of Jesus Christ,
say that wherever I am blessed.
If I'm in Nigeria, I am blessed.
If I'm in Ghana, I am blessed.
If I'm in the US, I am blessed.
If I'm in Malawi, I am blessed.
If I'm in Cameroon, I am blessed.
If I'm in Europe, I am blessed.
If I'm in Australia, I am blessed.
If I'm in my house, I am blessed.
If I'm out on the streets, I am blessed.
If I'm at work, I am blessed.
No matter what I do, I am blessed.
In all that I do, I am blessed.
That is what Jesus died for, to give me the blessing of God.
He was rich. yet for my sake he became poor, that I, through his poverty, might be made rich. Say it, that I have the riches of Christ. I have the riches of Christ. Poverty is not my portion. Prosperity is my portion. Sickness is not my portion. Health is my portion. Sickness is not my portion. Health is my portion. Health is my portion. I am whole from the top of my head to the soles of my feet, according to the word of God. This is the report of God, and I believe it. He said, who has believed this, our report? Who has believed this report? He says, to that person that the hand of the Lord will be revealed. Say, the hand of God is being revealed in my life. Say, the hand of God is being revealed in my life. It's being revealed in my career. It's being revealed in my marriage. It's being revealed in my academics. It's being revealed in my ministry. It's being revealed in my health, in my body. It's revealed in my business. It's revealed in my ministry. As I minister the word of God, as I bless people with the gift of God that is inside me, the hand of God is being manifested because I have believed this report. What is that report? He said, I'm not cursed anymore. He said, I'm blessed. He said, I have passed out of death. I have passed into life. I have passed out of death. I have passed into life because of my faith in Christ Jesus. Not because of my works, but because of my faith in Christ Jesus. Say it, I am not a beggar. I am not a beggar. I am a giver. I am a giver. God makes all grace abound towards me. I have all sufficiency in all things. Therefore, I abound to every good work. God makes all grace abound towards me. I have all sufficiency in all things, and I abound to every good work. In the name of Jesus Christ, that is my portion. I declare it as my portion in the name of Jesus Christ. Poverty is not my portion. Sickness is not my portion. Barrenness is not my portion. Anything I do is fruitful. Fruitfulness is my portion in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak to my environment. Respond to the word of God. I speak to my environment. Angels of God, carry these words and manifest them. In the name of Jesus, the blessing of God is my portion. Therefore, I'm a lucky man. Therefore, I'm a lucky woman. The blessing of God is my portion. So the lines are falling for me in pleasant places. I have a goodly heritage. All good things are mine because Jesus died to give me all good things. All good and perfect gifts, they are coming to me from above. God is giving me all good things. Even in what looks like trouble, good is coming to me. Even in what looks like lack, prosperity is coming to me. Even in what looks like tribulations, peace is coming to me in the name of Jesus Christ. Because I'm seated with Christ Jesus. I'm seated with Christ Jesus on the right hand of God in the third heavens, far above principalities and powers. Say, the word of God is sweet unto me. It's very important you say that the word of God is sweet unto me. My soul desires the word of God. My soul desires the word of God. My soul desires the word of God. The word of God is like honey to my soul. I long for it. And therefore, understanding is my portion. Understanding is my portion. Understanding is my portion. Understanding is my portion. Wisdom is my portion. Wisdom is my portion. Wisdom is my portion. In everything that I do, I have the wisdom of God. In everything that I do, I have the main wisdom of God. I am an effective minister of the gospel of Jesus. I am an effective minister of the gospel of Jesus. I am an effective minister of the gospel of Jesus. I am an effective minister of that gospel of Jesus. I have divine ability. So I minister the word of God effectively. I minister the blessing of God to people effectively because I have divine ability. I am not sufficient in myself. No, it's not in myself. My sufficiency, my abilities of God. God's Spirit is flowing through me. God's Spirit is flowing through me. The Holy Spirit is flowing through me. The blessing of God is flowing through me. The ability of God is flowing through me. The healing power of God is flowing through me. I am God's champion. I am God's champion. God said, when I want to save people, I will send them a champion and a deliverer, and he will deliver them. Therefore, God has sent me and his Spirit. Say it, God has sent me and his Spirit. God has sent me and his Spirit. What is his Spirit? It's his divine ability. What is his Spirit? It's his divine enablement. What is God's Spirit? It is that sufficiency, the ability that God has placed inside you to be a blessing to your generation. Declare it, I am a blessing to my generation. I am not a grumbler. I am not a complainer. I don't run helter-skelter, to and fro looking for a blessing. God's blessing flows towards me and flows through me. Hey, say it, God's blessing flows towards me and flows through me. God's blessing flows towards me and it flows through me to multitude. I am blessed so that I will be a blessing. I am a blessing. I am not only blessed, I am a blessing. My life is a blessing in the name of Jesus Christ. I am a blessing. My life is a blessing. Anywhere I go, blessing flows there. If I settle in a village, it will develop. Wherever I am, blessings go there. If I enter into a home, peace is upon that house. If I enter into a house, peace is upon that house. If I enter into a house, peace is upon that house. Because I'm a child of God and I carry the blessing of God. Because I'm a child of God and I carry the peace of God. If I step into a home, healing has come into that home. If I step into a home, abundance has come into that home. If I step into a home, tribulation has left that place. Because I carry the blessing of God. Because I carry the Spirit of Christ. Ah, Jesus was anointed with the Holy Spirit and with power. And he went everywhere doing good. Therefore, I'm a good doer also. Because I am part of his body. I am the prolongation of his days. The Bible says if he will make himself an offering for sin, he said that he will see the pleasure of God prosper in his hand. He said he will prolong his days. Say, I am the prolongation of the days of Jesus. What Jesus did then is still being done now. Because I am here, blessed of God, anointed by the Holy Spirit. Therefore, the healing power of God is with me. The anointing of God to bless people is with me. I solve people's confusions by the word of my mouth. Because the Holy Spirit is inside me, and I give all the glory. My ability is not from myself, it is from God. My sufficiency is not of myself, it is of God. Therefore, all the glory goes to him. All the thanksgiving goes to him. All the glory goes to him. All the thanksgiving go to him. God, the Father of my Lord Jesus Christ, all the glory go to him. All the thanksgiving goes to him in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's prophesy upon this nation, upon our environment. Let's say it again. Because we are the salt of the earth, you understand? No, you're going to say the way we're talking, everybody just use your own words, you know? But what we want to do is that, just say, because I'm the salt of the earth, because I live in this country has prospered. This country has prospered. Wars have ceased. Let's begin to declare. Say, wars have ceased in the name of Jesus Christ. Wars have ceased in the name of Jesus Christ. Prosperity has come in the name of Jesus Christ. Wars have ceased in the name of Jesus Christ. We speak against every doer of evil. They have been destroyed out of this country in the name of Jesus Christ. Those who want to enter into power for their own personal gain, they have been removed in the name of Jesus Christ. Wars have ceased in this country. Progress has come into this nation. Security has come into this nation because of our presence. He said we are the salt of the earth. So say it, Nigeria is blessed in the name of Jesus. Nigeria is blessed in the name of Jesus. Enugu State is blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. Name your own home state. Say it is blessed in the name of Jesus. Name your country. It is blessed because of you in the name of Jesus Christ. He said, God will have preserved Sodom and Gomorrah for the sake of 10. I and my friends, I and my brethren, we are the reason why God is preserving this nation. In the name of Jesus, we declare that there are jobs in this country. There are opportunities for prosperity in this country. There are opportunities for godliness. There is opportunity for godliness in the name of Jesus Christ. I can walk in this nation in righteousness and not be persecuted for it. Why? Because God's peace has come upon this nation in the name of Jesus. I declare upon Nigeria, because we have been praying for it and we are the people of God, that peace has come upon her. Remember, peace and prosperity, they are the same thing. Therefore, we say prosperity has come upon her. The evildoers have been destroyed and they continue to be destroyed. Every evildoer that rises up is destroyed in the name of Jesus. When they plot evil, it comes upon them in the name of Jesus Christ. All that love peace, all that love prosperity, all that love progress, they have been promoted in the name of Jesus. All that lie in the name of the Lord, they have been shut down in the name of Jesus. But those who speak the truth of the word of God, they have been given a platform in the name of Jesus Christ. Righteousness is prospering in this nation in the name of Jesus Christ. Peace upon our roads, peace upon our hospitals, peace upon our schools, peace upon our judicial system in the name of Jesus. That is our expectation. That is our declaration in this country in the name of Jesus. That is our expectation. That is our declaration in this nation in the name of Jesus. We say this nation will not break. There will be no war. We speak end to war in the name of Jesus. We say we will not run helter-skelter. We will not bring forth children for calamity in the name of Jesus Christ. We will not run helter-skelter. We will not have to flee at noonday, nor have to run out at night, but we will dwell in peace. In peace, we will lie down and sleep because the Lord alone is causing us to dwell in safety in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord alone is causing us to dwell in safety in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord alone is causing us to dwell in safety in the name of Jesus Christ. We speak against inflation in the name of Jesus. We speak to the market that peace be upon you in the name of Jesus Christ. We say this land is fertile in the name of Jesus Christ. We speak against flooding in the name of Jesus. We speak against earthquakes in the name of Jesus. We speak against fires in the name of Jesus. We speak against natural disasters in the name of Jesus. We declare peace upon our land in the name of Jesus Christ. We declare peace upon our land in the name of Jesus. We declare peace upon this land in the name of Jesus Christ. We declare peace upon this land in the name of Jesus. We say righteousness will triumph. Righteousness will prevail in the name of Jesus Christ. In our judicial system, righteousness will triumph. Righteousness will prevail in the name of Jesus Christ. We say God will look at this nation and be pleased with it. The Lord's favor is upon this land. The Lord's favor is upon this land. We will export the gospel of Jesus Christ to every corner of this earth. This nation will be an oasis of the refreshing life. Refreshing word of God that brings forth life to all the whole world in the name of Jesus Christ. Those who want the word of God will run down to this nation and they will hear it and they will be refreshed and they will carry the truth of God back to where they have come from. Because we're a blessed nation, because we are blessed people, because the people of God declare this land, we speak to this land, and we say it is blessed in the name of Jesus. Therefore, this land is blessed. Let's just give the Lord thanks. Say, Father, we thank you. Give the Lord thanks. Say, Lord, it's to your glory. We give you all the glory. It's not by our own strength, it's not by our own works, it's not by our own wisdom, but all the glory belongs to you alone. Let's just give, just wave your hands and just say, Father, we thank you. Say, Lord, I thank you. I thank you for my life. I thank you for my country. I thank you for the word of God. I thank you for Jesus Christ. I thank you for truth. I thank you because my heart is imbibing truth. I thank you because righteousness is my portion. I thank you because sin is not my portion. Thank you, Lord, because holiness is my portion. Thank you for the Spirit of Christ that is in me. Just worship him. Say, Lord, thank you for prosperity. Thank you for increase. Thank you for peace on every side. Thank you for peace on every side. Thank you for fruitfulness in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we give you thanks. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Amen.
All right, let's take our seats. All right, the Lord is good. I said the Lord is good. You know, last time before I began to speak, and I spoke a lot about the fact that I think we should learn to declare not only blessings as churches. I'm serious. I believe that word is prophetical. I want to go to a PFM meeting and go and discuss with them. At the end of services, you should have the season of blessing and the season of cursing. And that's scripture. You now say, but in Christ, you have been redeemed from the curse. Yes. So we will now announce that if you don't want this curse to come upon you, come out and hide inside Christ Jesus, where all sins are passed away and people don't continue in iniquity so that grace may abound. Are you getting my point? Yes. All right, so it's very important. We discussed that last time. I think it's good. The more I think about it, the more I realize that it's actually a good thing. Maybe later on when we start our new set of radio broadcasts, I may put something like that. Maybe at the end of every message, you may say, you won't begin cursing for radio. Not because now. Now warning. And you give very broad-based. Every evildoer that says that we will not progress, may he be destroyed. Anyone who will lock up an innocent man for what he's going to get out of him, may his destiny choke. If these curses won't come upon you, repent and be saved. That's what it means to be saved. That's what it means to be saved. So that the trouble that's about to come, you will be delivered. Now, so I discussed that last time, but prepared towards the end, I said what I actually wanted to talk about was talking about our principle of intercession. It's talking about the issue of perseverance in hope, yes. And it's very important we discuss that. So let me just read this scripture. Open your Bible to the book of Daniel chapter 10. That will be the one we'll use to bring out the matter. And then, of course, also on the book of Luke chapter 18. Daniel chapter 10 and the book of Luke chapter 18. Both of them we shall read. Let's read from verse 1. Again, as I do often, I will rush as I'm reading, then slow down where my points are contained. From verse 1, it says, in the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a message was revealed to Daniel.
And the message was true and one of great conflict, that is one that disturbed him. But he understood the message and had an understanding of the vision, just by the way. In this life, these are the things you should seek for. Understanding the message and understanding the vision. Are you getting my point? Do you know, just by the way, some of the things you call confusion and trouble in your life, or let me put it like this, some of the things you call trouble and tribulation, if you understood those things, you realize they are not actually bad. Yes. Let me give you an example. Have you ever seen a woman in labor who is shouting for pain? She did it first time. It was very painful. She did it the second time. It was very painful. She did it the third time. It was very painful. She did it the fourth time. What does that tell you? Nah, pain or no pain, we don't mind. The thing that's coming afterwards, Jesus Christ said it like this. She immediately forgets. So even while she's in pain, everybody is rejoicing. You understand? They are praying for everything to go smoothly. But if she has not entered into pain, when is your labor starting now? You know, everybody is looking forward to it. May the thing start now. I want to say, I say, oh, well, at last. This is 41 weeks. You are getting my point? It's simple because we understand division. So a lot of pain that we feel in life is because we don't understand division. That's not my message, you. Before I get caught there. The message, just drop it by the way, is that what you must seek in life. I found out that Daniel was seeking for understanding. And it's a good example for all of us to follow. The Bible says that the message was a troubling one. It caused great conflict. But, what does that but mean? But simply means that what we expected, the conflict was not troubling to him because of understanding. He said, but he understood the message and had an understanding of the vision. He said, in those days, verse 2, I, Daniel, had been mourning, or let's use the word fasting, for 3 entire weeks. And this was how his fast went. I did not eat any tasty food, nor did meat or wine enter my mouth, nor did I use any ointment at all, until the entire 3 weeks were completed. Just by the way, again, this is not the main message. Notice the way the man went about his fast. What he removed was tasty food, meat, wine, and, you know, all the dress-ups. The summary of it is that he left off all things that could qualify as frivolities. Did he eat in those periods? He did, just for sustenance. Are you getting my point? Just to lay the emphasis, you know, sometimes, because I say a lot of things these days, some people just hear, say, no, they shake their head. They are shaking their head because of tradition, not because they have superior understanding. I don't know whether you're getting my point. You tell the person, prove me wrong now. No, that's just not the way it is. Why is it not like that? Because I don't like it. You are disturbing me. Because the last 30 years, I've done it like this. How can I tell me I've been wrong for 30 years? Listen, my brother, if you have been wrong for 30 years, whether I tell you or not, you have been wrong for 30 years. There are people who are eating things that are killing them. And they are seeing doctors every 2 months. Not knowing that it's their food that is killing them. You will not point out to them that this is your food, is your problem. And say, no. I've been eating like this for the last 25 years. No, you know, I just say things so as to emphasize. A lot of people say, I couldn't agree with that. I say, you can't agree with it. Bring your Bible and show me that it is wrong now. I will say it to you again. It is unnecessary to say you are fasting and you can't walk. Let me say it again. It is unnecessary to say you are fasting and you are seeing double. I just want to emphasize it again. It is unnecessary. What did I say? I'm not saying it is bad, though. I just say it's unnecessary. It's not evil. It's not Satan. You are not devil's friend because you are doing it. It's just what? Unnecessary. You gain nothing. I say that boldly. You are not gaining anything. I said it before. The fasting of Christians is for concentration. It's for what? It is not so as to beat the flesh. That in Christianity means nothing. You can't pummel your flesh so as to get something out of God. He's not impressed. Listen to me. He's not impressed. What gives you forgiveness in Christianity is repentance. 2 things. 1, acknowledge. And 2, repent. Don't make excuses. Why were you taking that money? And God, you know the situation of the country. You know the situation of the country. You know the situation of the country. As long as you say it's the situation of the country, you are in sin.
The moment you acknowledge that the situation of the country is the temptation. The sin is my sin. I don't know whether you get the point. The situation of the country is what? The temptation. But the sin, no, is my own. You acknowledge your iniquities. That's how you get forgiveness. It's not by pouring ash on your head and going on hunger strike. All right? Very important. Let's understand it. Why Christians fast? We discussed that a few months now ago. We said the role of fasting in prayer. It took about 4 or 5 weeks on it. 5 sessions. In which we explained that fasting is for concentrating. And remember what I said then? I say it again. It's so that we can gain understanding. So that we'll have direction. So that we'll know I've been going around the same circle again and again and again for some time. God says the only way you can break from that circle and move northward, like he said to Moses, is if you understand your times, you understand what to do. What you need is wisdom. For God to speak to you, say, listen, there are people that are walking in places now. God said, listen, this is your money. It's good, though. I'm not saying it's bad, though. But a time comes in which you have to break out of here. A time comes in which you have to be the employer. A time comes. That's the way it is. A time comes in which you have to start using this thing to bless many more people. And until you get that revelation, you know, some people, once I was somewhere, a man was speaking. He said the town he was in that time, one part of Edo State, the place was dry. And one day he realized that when, listen to this, that when the brook became dry, Elijah moved. Sounds reasonable, right? So he came to talk to my senior friend who I was with. So he decided he's going to move. So the man said, no, no, Elijah did not move. Elijah heard a word from God. Are you getting my point? That it was not the dryness of the place that caused Elijah to move. It was that the place became, now I'm adding my own words now, that the place became dry because it was time to move. Now, that is, the dryness was just because God said, you won't stay here beyond here. So he allowed the place to become dry. And the movement, however, was dictated by the word from God. He didn't just move. He followed an instruction in a particular direction. There's a time to move. There's a time that he says, don't move. Everybody was moving towards Egypt. They called Isaac and said, don't move. Now land will be cheap. I don't know whether you got that. Everybody was running. God just said, Isaac, shh, come. They have all gone to Egypt. Land is cheap. So in that land. So the little money Isaac had, he bought plenty of land and sowed in that land. Then because of him, God sent rain upon the seed that he had sowed. And the same year, the man reaped 100-fold. And he began to wax great until he became very great. So we can't just say it's dry, so we move. No. It's dry doesn't mean we move. It's dry means we pray. We get revelation. I said something there when I was speaking. Let me say it again. Christianity is not, that's the difference between being a Muslim and being a Christian. That's the difference between being a Jew and being a Christian. That's the difference between just being a religious person and being a Christian. Because the God of Christianity is alive and is current. I don't know whether you heard that word, current. He's aware. He watches the news, actually. Yes, he knows what's going on. But he watches news in a different way. He watches his own ahead. What is going to happen next year, he don't see him today. I don't know whether you get what I mean. He's very aware. So he doesn't just have formulas. He has current word. He can speak to somebody who wants to die, going to court. Hey, I must be a chartered accountant. I must be a... He said, listen, this chattering will only shatter you. And you say, why? He said, because all your life you've been thinking like this. Like, just open your eye to another. I was watching something. It's on my computer. A video one brother gave me.